first reading today is from the Old Testament, Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. It starts on page 17 of your pew Bibles. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering as one of the on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took his two young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut wood for the burnt offering, and he set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham took up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to the young men, Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked together on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father, and he said, Here I am, my son. He said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached his hand, took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on that boy or anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Abraham went, took the ram, and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day. On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. The second reading today is from the New Testament, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. That can be found in your pew Bibles in the New Testament on page 34. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am always with you to the end of the age.
I am not preaching on those two readings, but I think it's always important, when, especially with stories like the Abraham story from Genesis and all, that we keep the flow going of the lectionary from week to week. But I'm mindful that that passage is very problematical from Genesis, and I just want to say that it's a passage that deals not only with the obedience of Abraham, but also it's a passage that many scholars believe might have been said or shared to show God's displeasure or not wanting human sacrifice, which was very much done in that day and age. Our psalm today is Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, a great king above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains, and are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hands. Oh, that today you would listen to His voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day of Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. They do not regard my ways. Therefore, in my anger, I swore they shall not enter my rest. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.